This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
77 WABC. This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Favorite songs, Jake Ferguson, Thunder Island at 8:30 on your Tuesday morning. Dick Morris and the president of the New York Yankees, Randy Levine, still to come. This Friday, March 31, spend the evening this Friday with Frankie Avalon, love him, Luke Christie and Jay Siegel's The Tokens. It's at the Carteret Performing Arts and Event Center, hosted by our very own, I love this guy, too. Cousin Brucey. He really is great. God bless Cousin Brucey. Tickets are on sale at CarteretPack.com. You can also call 877-TIC-CPAC. That's 877-849-2722. But I got good news. Right now, caller number 3. Make it quick. Caller number 3 at 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222, gets a pair of tickets to, once again, the Carteret Performing Arts and Event Center, hosted by Cousin Brucey. Your chance to see Frankie Avalon, Lou Christie, and Jay Siegel's The Tokens coming up on Friday night. Noam Layden's here. By the way, just a reminder, I'm going to be out next week for 3 days. I'm going to visit my daughter, who I haven't seen since January, and I miss her a lot. In fact, yesterday we had a great conversation. Her grades came back today. She's at the very top of her class as a freshman in law school in Wales, outside of London, in Europe. I'm so proud of my little girl, Ava Caroline Rosenberg. So I'll be out of the country next week for 3 days. I don't know who's filling in. I don't care. If they ask me, I would. I want John to do it, but I mean, poor John, the guy, he works all day. He's got 19 companies, 20 does a 5 p.m. show, so he may not want to. And then at that point, I don't know. But they're not going to ask me, and for the most part, I don't care. The one thing I do care about, though, is don't put somebody in here who hates Eric Adams when I've got Eric coming on Thursday, and I'm trying to improve the relationship with City Hall. Don't put somebody in here who talks the complete opposite of what I do. Even if it's 2 or 3 days, that can come back and hurt me. I don't want that. So at least try to put somebody in here, like John, who is not narrow-minded, who is broad in their horizons, broad in their opinions. I even like Laura Curran, to be honest. Put somebody in here that is not going to turn off more than half of New York City based upon their opinion. Don't want that. That's my only, suggestion. But I'm out 3 days next week. So, Noam, you'll be doing this with somebody else. You'll be cheating on me.
Who would that be? If it's not John, who would be after John?
Stern. Okay. Yeah, better call Howard today.
He's available Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
There's really nobody else out there that could fill these shoes, to be honest. So, who else? I mean, I wouldn't even know. I mean, Curtis could always do it. He does a good job.
Frank, you could have Frank do a couple extra hours.
See, he'd be great. There's a guy that I would actually recommend to do it, Frank Morano. Because he also doesn't get caught up in the name calling and I hate this guy. He doesn't do all that, you know. So I do like that suggestion, yes. You can do it too if you want, Noam. I don't know if you want to do it.
Maybe.
Maybe you and Mike Gunzelman.
Okay, yeah. That worked out well.
gee, he might be busy. Sorry.
The guns. So, Chang Li is my new buddy up in Parkchester in the Bronx.
Did you say Chang Li?
Yes. Uh-huh. Chang Li owns a supermarket. It's called Chang Li Supermarket.
Wait a second. You're mm-hmm. telling me that Chang Li owns a place called Chang Li?
Yeah, he named it after himself.
Shocking.
Yeah. So I imagine if you owned a supermarket, it'd be called Sid Rosenberg.
It would actually be called Citizens United.
Okay,
yes.
There you go. So he reached out to me because he said there's been all these reports lately that shoplifting has fallen off, that there's less people shoplifting today because NYPD, the mayor, are doing a better job of patrolling. And he says...
Is that true?
Yeah.
Because, you know, John Catsimatidis would know that. They get clobbered at Christie's and D'Agostino's.
Well, and John will know just as well as Chang Li that the margin of profit is so tiny in supermarkets that when people rip stuff off, that's really from the bottom line in such a huge way. So Chang Li reached out and he said, I want you to tell people that I am getting ripped off daily. So he's done what a couple other people have done who I've chatted with over the last couple of days. He has now put up a wall of shame, which seems to be working.
Really?
So he has pictures, one that's called the Sausage Stealer, and it's a picture. I'll put these up on the website. It's a picture of a guy shoving a sausage down his pants and then walking out of the store. He has another one, frying pan thief. Same thing. This guy was able to put a frying pan under. He had like a hoodie on. He shoves it under his hoodie, walks out. Another guy, turkey neck. This also, Chang Li sells kind of expensive seafood. People shoving seafood into their pants, walking out of the store.
Come on.
No, and it's
too many jokes.
I mean, there's so many jokes.
There is. Yeah. And he says, enough is enough. So I do a little research on this. He's not the only one doing this. So
this is a deep dive.
Yes, it is. Ken, who owns a health food store. You wouldn't think people would. You think people who go into a health food store are kind of like, you know, mellow people? No. Ken owns a health food store in the West Village. He says he gets ripped off daily.
We're checking the cameras. We're finding empty boxes. Where items have been removed from the box so as to avoid detection through our security system. But, you know, it's prompted me to hire an outside security firm.
And he saw what Chang Li was doing, so now he has a wall of shame.
Just trying something different, hoping that it makes people think twice before they walk in here. You know, maybe they'll think, oh, I don't want my picture in the window. That's really the thinking behind it.
But it's not great for the store, right? I mean, it's great because these people won't come back, but right. It looks ugly. It's pictures of people stealing crap from his store.
Yeah, but it's effective.
It works, but he said, look, I fix the shoplifting problem so I can run a supermarket that services the community and has for years without losing tons of dough. He's just angry. Well,
I don't blame him.
Too.
The dog idea is the best idea.
That is the best idea.
Well, so funny you should say that. So the CVS in 34th Street, they started this partnership with the 34th Street Partnership where they paid for a dog to be outside the CVS, which is right across the street from Penn Station, and it has worked in just a huge way.
It's been very effective in reducing shoplifting. We've had 27 instances where the person has returned the property and left. We've had a couple of people being deterred for coming in who were known shoplifters. It's a physical presence where you see the dog and you see uniform security. And
this episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
But it's expensive. A Fairway on the Upper West Side, they're so tired of this. This is how much money Fairway is spending to stop this shoplifting, which is so bad on the Upper West Side, that they're now using the same facial recognition technology that they use at Madison Square Garden to stop those lawyers who are from coming in.
I actually did see James Dolan last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So
he let my wife in. She's a lawyer.
And he said, could you please recognize my face and then put it up on the board? Please, James. I'm fine with that. It's great.
Yeah, it's nuts. And that technology is not cheap, by the way.
No, very expensive.
And that means you have a security guard who's watching this. So they're waiting for that face to show up and then kick this person out of the store. Thousands of dollars.
Jeez.
And at Wegmans, this goes across every single supermarket. And I'm sure John could tell us the same thing. At Wegmans, you know, a lot of these places have self-service now where you can, check yourself out.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people do is they do pay for one item, not pay for one item, and put it into the bag.
Right.
And now they put these cameras in the self-service. So as you're checking yourself out, you can see yourself. And that's a way to tell you that, hey, we're watching you as you do this to make sure you're paying for every item. But at Wegmans, they did all of that. And it did not work. So they've yanked out all of the self-service counters at Wegmans because they were getting ripped off so badly by people who were only paying for some of the items that were going into their bag.
Well, it's bad. I mean, I can't go into a CVS now and be out in 5 minutes because it's going to take at least 20 minutes for one of these lazy bastards to answer the bell that rings, 20 times to get me a toothpaste, which is locked up because people are stealing toothpaste. I mean, every time I go to CVS, I'm there for a half hour. God forbid I need medication, it could be an hour.
Right.
Can we get help on aisle 7? I'm like, could somebody come here, please?
Though, if you need razors, forget it.
Oh, yeah. I buy those Amazon now, just so you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people are turning to Amazon. They don't want to wait inside a store for you to open up that toothpaste tube.
It takes forever. It's nuts. That is a very important report. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Thank you. We've got a wall of shame here, too. You know, it's got Crash and Frankie Diaz.
Crash.
Yeah. All the people we fired.
The guy who stole toilet paper.
Todd Pettengill. wall of shame.